as I dropped back and saw there was no one replacing, you know, where a safety should be, I just kind of lofted it over. And we knew, you know, Luke Kuechly all week was going to – he you know, he studies our patterns and stuff. And in this case, it helped us because he took the underneath guy and Jordan ran right over the top. And oddly enough, on the series where we kicked the field goal, where I scrambled and it was a little bit short, Jordan came over to me. He's like, hey, if I get that route again, I'm going to be wide open. So he definitely called that one. And, you know, I'm laying on the ground just wondering if he was going to make it in. Yeah, I mean, you never know. You never know what's going to happen. And that's part about, you know, being a professional and, this, and you know, staying at it. You know, that's what you got to do. And, you know, like I've been a backup before. So, you know, I know how to prepare that way. And, you know, it's just it's part of the job. And, you know, that was the situation that we were in and the situation I was in. And you just try to stay as ready as you can. Yeah, I mean, you know, I want to go out and play for my teammates and do whatever it takes to win. And, you know, I don't know what will happen going forward. But, you know, we still have a chance to go 8-8 and, you know, to go 500. You know, I'm going to do whatever I can, whether I'm playing, whether Johnny's playing, whatever it is. You know, the guys in that locker room, we all work so hard. We got to go out and finish this strong and not just give up on it. And, you know, there can be a lot of distractions. You know, Christmas, everything involved. And, you know, you want to go out and finish on a strong note. So, like I said, I don't know what the situation will be. I don't know what his status is. And but, you know, you got to go out and division game, you know, play Baltimore and you know, try to get to 8-8. It's been a bad slide and you know, just can't put a word on it, what, you know, what it is. I think, you know, there's times where we look good and we're playing well and there's other times where we've been too inconsistent. So, you know, like I said, we just got to find a way to finish, you know, this last week and, you know, this means everything to us. You know, I think Kyle was telling us last night, like, it doesn't matter if you're in the playoffs or not. Like, this is our job. You're putting yourself on the line every you know, Sunday you go out there. You know, you're putting your reputation on the line. So, you know, to think that someone would tank or, you know, be ready to get out of there, you know, that'd be a disappointing thing. And I don't think we have guys like that. I think we have guys that are very prideful and we want to go out and finish this on the right note. Yeah, on that coverage, the pre-snap read, usually the corner runs with Travis and we have Jordan breaking out. And as I drop back, you know, with the pre-snap read, I'm like, all right, he's going to run with Travis. And then I went to go throw it to Jordan and I realized the corner kind of was sitting there playing both. And had I read it, you know, top down, and usually you do that if the corner's bump, he was off. I think I probably would have had better timing on it. I was just a little late. And with Travis, you got to throw it out there. And my feet weren't, my feet weren't ready to make that throw. And, but I saw him put his hand up, and I knew the corner was kind of playing both, and if I threw it, you know, far enough, and I just didn't get enough on it. But, I mean, what an effort by him to – I mean, really, you know, if he doesn't do that, you know, we don't even have a chance. So he did that, and we were able to move the ball a little bit, but then we got, you know, the sack and stuff like that. But, you know, Travis is someone I've really come to admire, especially over the last year with what we went through together as far as rehabbing from ACLs, and a guy who – you know, gives everything he has and cares so much. I mean, you see it on – that's a perfect example on that play. He's a guy who he's running, and if I throw the ball out, maybe he has a touchdown, and he chases the guy down and strips the ball. I mean, that's Travis Benjamin to me, and, you know, I appreciate him, and you know, it was a hell of a play. Yeah, I mean, injury is part of the league, though. I mean, you got to be able to have the next man step up, and there was times where it worked. So, I mean, you can't put it all on one guy. Like we talked about earlier in the week, it's a team sport, so – you know, everybody's got to step up especially when a guy like Alex Mack goes down. And, you know, since Alex got hurt, we've won, you know, how many games? Three or four games. So it's not, you know, not to say anything bad about Alex, but we were able to win games without him. And it's just, you know, it's the NFL. It's a hard league to play in. And, every team has a chance to win when they come out on Sunday and you got to play at your best. Yeah. I mean, you know, that was probably the first time I smiled on a football field when I threw that touchdown to Jordan in the last month. So, you know, it felt good. And then, you know, we go out there and can't really get anything going again. I mean, that's just, it's disappointing. And you know, you take the lead in the fourth quarter, you're hoping, you know, you play it out and, you know, get another score and really seal the deal. And we weren't able to do that.